Okay, so for those of you who are keeping your little to-do list, remember everybody, it's a weekend. That's what you live by, is a to-do list, the things you have to get done. You have to sign the list that's circulated. Speak to the camera in the lobby, which, by the way, is sponsored by Julius Fisher of Working TV. And thanks to them. Write a message on the poster. And here's number four. Sign a postcard that was distributed around and deposit it in a box at the back. That way you save the postage. It's a great deal. Great bargain. We have three more speakers. The next in line is Jim Houston from Hastings Elementary. He's been a youth and family worker. He's been a youth and family worker for the Vancouver School Board since 1990 and has worked in seven elementary schools. Jim Houston.
I am a child, and I am omnipotent. I will not be bent or broken. The walls of this school cannot contain me, and your voices cannot still me. I am a living, incendiary piece of hell. And if you think that I'm a handful now, just wait till next year when I'm in grade two. I am a child. I arrive at school with the echoes of another argument between my parents reverberating through my conscience. I know they will soon go their separate ways. I know that it is my fault and that the loser of the last fight they have gets to take me with them. I cannot remember what we did in class this morning. I am a child and I can't wait to get to school each day. My school has a breakfast program. The noises in my stomach keep me awake at night. I am a child. Spring break will soon be here. I hate spring break. I hate Christmas break and the long, impossible months of summer. Sometimes it seems as though I cannot find a breath with which to sustain myself, and the walls of my apartment suite close in on me a little more. It's not safe in my neighborhood. I would gladly go to school every day to save me from all of this. I am a child. Next year I will go to kindergarten at the school where my older sisters go now. My mother is nervous today, and she gets angry at the little things that I do. She's gone out to buy a 20. I don't know what that means, but my mother is way nicer when she buys a 20. I am a child, one of seven in my family. We are staying in a transition home with my mother. It's a secret. I am not allowed to tell my daddy where we live. I hate it here. It's a long way to get to my school. We have to take three buses, and many times I am late. I wish we could go back home, but my mother is afraid. She is also very brave. I'm a child. Next year I go to high school. I'm not going to make it to graduation. I'm a child in grade five. This is my 11th school. Don't expect much, and you won't be disappointed. I am a child. My father lives in Central America. I have not seen or spoken with him for half of my lifetime. Yes, I'm angry, and I don't trust you much either. I am a child. Last night, the police came through our front door with a big battering ram. They took my father and all our plants away. We had to go stay with my grandmother. I am a child. I live with my mother and sister in a transition home. My father goes to meetings and is not allowed to live with us right now. We are moving to a new apartment, and I have to leave the only school I've ever known and all my friends. Last night, I threw up. I am a youth and family worker. I hang out and talk with kids. I meet with families, school principals, and teachers. I am the cheapest fix in town and getting cheaper by the day. Every dollar that I am paid potentially saves $10 down the road in the Attorney General's budget. In the words of Ebenezer Scrooge, are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses? I am a youth and family worker. I coordinate and advise peer helper programs, facilitate roots of empathy, teach focus on bullying and violence prevention, problem solving, fair play, cooperative games, and I hand out tickets for random acts of respect and kindness. I work with children about the changing nature of families, separation and divorce, death and grief. I meet with a group of students and we learn how to trap and tame worries. I find housing and I buy and I deliver groceries, take families to medical appointments and walk children home from school. I am a safe person. I'm patient. I'm flexible. I am the reason that the Ministry of Children and Family Development never hear about some of our children and families. I am also the reason that they do, and in a big way, too. I believe in and respect the privacy of people. I greet students and families and invite them in. I build bridges and I hear secrets. I set limits and I smile. I smile a lot. I am a youth and family worker, one part of a diverse, dedicated, and talented network of supportive people in Vancouver schools, school neighborhoods, and communities, specialized classrooms, and alternative programs. We forge the possibility of significant relationships with children, youth, and families. We provide a safe place where teachers can teach and students can learn. I am a youth and family worker, and I cannot believe that I am at yet another one of these events railing at injustice and attempting to advocate in an increasingly hopeless void for the emotional well-being of children and families. I'll end with a quote from a former president of Harvard University. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Thanks for your time and attention.